HKX, mobile.
KL4HKX, KR4ETW.
Please you, Chuck. Give me just a second. I'm sitting on this red light. I didn't realize how bad the receive was here.
Damn, we're standing by.
Should be good now.
Bad on a sunny day.
Sitting home from work. What about you?
Well, been to two doctors and fixing to go to a Lions Club meet, but other than that, I'm fine.
To sync up there. Well, I'm glad you're. I'm glad everything went good at the doctor's, and hope you have a good time at the Lions Club tonight.
Doctor wasn't bad. A little chiropractic, a little therapy. But it feels a little bit better right now.
I did that yesterday afternoon.
Go more often than that I do, but just one of them things you say. I go when I have to.
I go once a month, but. I don't know, as expensive as everything's getting, I might have to look at that too.
Start going once a month. I just usually go when it gets where I can't walk, but I think a little more routine might help.
It does me. I know I benefit from it, but see if we can't go every 2 months or something like that.
It's not going down, is it?
It is not.
And my bills, but it's hard to buy a mansion on the hilltop and I don't get to live in it.
I don't bills, but I sure wish some people would start paying their share too.
Yeah, I think it'd help all of us. Where are you at now?
To the house in Penrose.
Pretty much downtown Greer.
To the Lions Club there, close to what used to be the bank, right across from Gerber Body Shop.
Go to meeting at Lorenda's restaurant down on South Line Street, down to 101.
Maybe that's a different building I'm thinking of there then.
Go, they used to meet up there at Lakeview Steakhouse, but they've been at Lorenda's for last several years that I've been going.
I was by Lakeview Steakhouse. There wasn't anything in it.
It's up for lease again. I think I've done a lot of remodeling in there, but so far nobody's taking it on.
Lady and her husband, they used to own it, or I guess they still own it, own the building anyway, when Darren Helene. So she's doing catering now.
Yeah, she's lived down toward Greenwood or something now. I'm not sure if that's it, but he passed away. James did.
Bought it after Lakeview. And so that's the couple I know.
Roger. Yeah, it's changed hands a few times, but it's up for lease again. Meeting last night. Greenville.
More time, my APRS got you.
I said we had a good meeting at Brar's last night. Blue Ridge. It was informative. Working on a repeater and stuff like that, and doing some remodeling on the repeater side. Then talk about the field day coming up and on the 24th. In Pickens, at our club, it's going to be in Pickens.
No, the night I made the announcement, it's going to be over at Fields' place. I try to announce that on the nets when things start getting their stuff out there to announce.
On the net, that's good. I'm gonna be late before I get there. I got another prior engagement I got to attend to, but maybe I'll get over. That mountain. Let me see you face to face one of these days.
Roger that. I don't know if I'm going to make it down there or not to field day. I hadn't decided which way I'm going to go yet.
Now announcing that Greenwood's going to have a ham fest. Don't know exactly when, but not far off.
Ham fest is this Saturday.
You are correct. I remember that now. It's funny how age gets away with you.
Experienced some of that myself. I was trying to talk to somebody the other day and give them directions about meeting up, and I couldn't even remember the name Cracker Barrel, the restaurant over there in Hendersonville, so I drawed a blank on it.
Me and a couple of friends, we go up to Hendersonville to the steakhouse up there. It's a pretty good place. I can't think of the name of it, but Outback or one of them.
KI-4 DOS.
Hey, Gary. Is the name of it Binion's? Go ahead, Gary.
Patrick, good afternoon. Chuck, I believe it is. Hope y'all are having a good day. I'm headed over towards the dump.
Hey, how about you?
Have a good day. I'm heading home now.
I have a school. Saying you were going over to Lorinda's. That's a good place to eat.
We go twice a month for the Lions Club meeting. That's where we go. It's a good place around here to eat at Lorinda's. And I haven't been lately, but South House has always been good.
With a fella that's is kin to Lorinda, and we used to go up there. I used to work at DMX down there on Berry Shoals Road, and we'd go up there for lunch.
Good food, sometimes too good.
I was going to say, how do you get something too good?
Waistline, you'd understand it.
Me, Patrick, not quite as big, though, but he's got one of them expanding communities as well.
I'm to talk, so I ain't going to say nothing.
Start knocking that 245 out, then you can talk.
Me and Patrick, my wife, went out to lunch one day. He was working down here, and we went out to lunch. I believe he was working then. Anyway, she made the comment that about my waistline, and that was my expanding community.
The whole neighborhood hemmed up in mine, I think.
You were funny.
Event.
Had it long enough, you'll join us.
I've already caught y'all and passed you. Pulling in the driveway, so I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go see what the wife has fixed for dinner. So, y'all have a good evening. Gary, good to hear you. Please tell Mr. Williams to say hello. Chuck, y'all have a good meeting tonight, and be careful out there on the road. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
You be careful. Enjoy your supper. I'm planning on it. KO4HKX, KR4ETW, clear with you.
Patrick, will you and Miss Elise have a good evening? Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message to Joy, as always, and look forward to seeing you come Saturday, if not before. 7-3, young man, KO4HKX, KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, here are you going to that ham fest Saturday?
Hey, Chuck, me and Patrick, or Patrick's going to pick me up on the way down, I think. He's got a couple other fellas going to ride with him, and they going to swing by the house and grab me because I'm not that far out of the way.
Haven't made that decision yet. Still got a lot of irons in the fire right at the moment.
No great big event, but it's, you get down there and see a lot of folks you hadn't seen in a couple of years, and that's what I go for more than anything else, to see the people. But it's relatively close, don't have to drive that far, and it don't take that long to get down there and back, so I enjoy going down there and a couple others around. I think I heard y'all talking about Field Day earlier over in Pickens. That's a good place to, you know, Field Day's a good time to go get on HF if you want to. You know, you'll be able to get on all the bands and all the frequencies because there'll be somebody there with a extra class license that you'll be using somebody else's call, but it's a lot of fun.
Winter field day up here at in Greenville, Travel Rest. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Got what K85WLL on. He showed me how it works and all. But we made some contacts kind of far off, and that was, I liked it.
Boy, he's a good one. Get in there and sit beside me and him and a whole bunch of others. Patrick was one of them, and Jim and some other folks went over to, I can't even think of the name of it now. It's Life, I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of like the Boy Scouts, but it's a big Christian group. And we did some communications for them. They enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think you called it Trail Life. I was going, but back got out and just couldn't do it.
Right group, anyway. Sorry you didn't make it, though. We had a whale of a time, all the young men over there. A lot of them were really interested in ham radio, which is a good thing. We need to get some younger people in there to keep the hobby going. Us old folks ain't going to be around forever.
KR4 ETW. Yeah, I started off old, so young. But I'm trying to catch up a little bit. I need to start studying to get that general license now.
Can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So there you go. But you get on there and you get to study and you run across something that you're having trouble with, holler at me. I'll see if I can help you. If I can't, I'll find somebody that can.
Comment.
Go ahead.
CRV, as somebody who's only had their general about a month, yes, definitely get it. Get your radio, and it's addictive. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
The radio that'll do it, I don't know how to do it, but it's a FT-707, yeah, so two pieces, and I think it'll get up in there.
Get it going and study and get that general, man. It's a lot of fun.
Deal with the tech. I just stand by. For a while, and that helped. And once I got it and start diving into it, it started making a little more sense. That just book learning don't get me anywhere.
Hope you're having a great day. But yeah, you get on the HF bands, and we lose a lot of people on 2 meters and 440 once they get their HF. They get on there having so much fun, they don't want to get back on FM much.
They're just putting HF in the car, so yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that.
What's my response on that text message?
I haven't started the group chat yet. I'm waiting for one more response before I fire off the hey, this is the official group chat.
Right, that's fine. I just want to make sure it went through.
Now for just a minute, I'm here at the dump. I got to get rid of my trash and other stuff. I'll be back in a minute or two.
Today, I thought
that was pretty good thing, but, well, we got the Zoom issue fixed going forward. That was just a miscommunication on I'll go ahead and take the blame for that, but we got it working. We got it figured out, so it'll be good for February.
You know, he's a slacker.
Go try it again.
BJ, I said I don't know who it was that was supposed to get that Zoom account, but he's a slacker.
All good now.
Seen too many Zooms, so it's all new to me. Relocated late.
I am within walking distance of Plain Elementary School.
Seems like I've seen that, but I can't place it right off.
Right off of 385, exit 27, right near the intersection with Food Line, CVS, and my absolute favorite place in the world, Waffle House.
K camera for you, TW. I hadn't been there since, oh, maybe 2 hours ago, maybe 2.5. I'll catch it back up with you in a little bit. Got a couple things to do before we go to the meeting. KR4ETW. Be clear, Stanley.
So I just heard y'all talking and we just want to jump in here real quick. Yeah, definitely get that general. And I'll talk to y'all later. N4CRV, all clear.
DOS Mobile again.
DOS KR4ETW. I had to step away a minute, but you over in Easley.
Here in Easley there, Chuck. I thought everybody cleared out there for a minute.
Step to the side a minute. There's somebody else in there and I couldn't catch a call.
Go ahead, KI4DOS Mobile.
2SWJ. Hey, Gary, this is Scott. I don't know if we've ever talked directly, but I have a question. Do you use the net control software when you do the, when you call the net or not?
I use pencil and paper now for the last 20 years.
Just wondered.
A whole lot of net controllers that do use that software, and they seem to like it real well. But I've always done it with a pencil and paper, and that's the way I continue to do it right now. But you know, I feel like if I write it down, I'll remember it a lot better.
I've been working on, since Dave showed it to me and stuff, I've been working on a kind of modernization of it and making it a web-based application. And I sent it to Patrick and Dave today to take a look at it, and was just soliciting some feedback from a few people on what they thought of it so far.
If you get some good feedback, I won't say computer illiterate, but I'm a computer dummy. I can work on a mainframe, but don't get me on a web page, especially if they change it a lot. I get aggravated when I get on there to do something and they've changed it. They don't think about the end user. And I'm up sure that's what you've got in mind, making it a little more simple to use.
I'm trying to make it real easy where, you know, you just basically just have to type, hit enter, and it just goes and logs and stuff like that. So make it super easy, super fast, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know Patrick will give you some good input, and I'm sure Dave will. Haven't talked to Dave in, I don't know, several weeks now. I'm hoping he's doing all right. He's getting back into RC airplanes and stuff again. They used to be real big in it. Then he got into ham radio and let that slide. Now he's wanting to get back into flying again. So I know where that's coming from, too.
Yeah.
But I think everybody ought to get in there and try net control at least for a little while. It makes you appreciate a lot of different things that you don't think about. At least it did for me, and I enjoy it. It's been a whole lot of fun for me. But like I said, I've been doing it for over 21 years now, so... when I got started in it, I said, well, maybe I'll do it for a week or two and see if I like it. And after I did it the first time, I really enjoyed it, so I've been in it ever since.
Excuse me, but right now my work schedule, and it gets me out of town a lot, so I don't know that I can consistently do it, and that's my problem.
If you out there, young man, if you're still in there, come on back in, but... started, I was working, and my wife, bless her heart, she's a ham as well, and there was a lot of nights that she started the net for me because I was still at work, and then when I got home, I'd swap off, and I'd finish the net out, but I had a lot of backup, and, you know, that had it there at the house, so it was a plus for me.
I keep trying to convince my wife to become a ham, but she says no.
DW, mine said the exact same thing.
Well, the same thing for a little while, and she got in there once I got my general, and she did a lot of logging for me. Yeah, I'd make contacts, you know, someplace, Russia or somewhere over in the Middle East or someplace like that. And one night I made a contact, and she stopped what she was doing and handed me my logbook. She said, if I can't make the contacts, I'm not logging. And so after that, she got her license, and she really enjoyed it and still enjoys it some. She doesn't get on the radio as much as she used to.
I said, maybe I'll be able to talk my wife into logging for me sometime, but she's shaking her head no behind me and giving me a look.
When y'all do it on the computer, when you put the call sign down, does it automatically bring up the other information?
It's doing an automatic lookup with QRZ in case they're international or something like that. I don't know. So instead of, but it also has a backup against the FCC database as well.
Try doing that most nights, but I think that other scene it wrote down would help me start remembering call signs and people's names.
Way I've always done it, like I said, you know, writing it down with pencil and paper. And I went up to the Waynesville Ham Fest 1 year, and this was shortly after I got my license. And me and my wife was talking to somebody else we knew, and I heard a voice behind me. And I turned around and reached over, and I said, you must be Sid, W4IOE. Up there in Fletcher, and he said, yep, that's me, and then he knew who I was just by the sound of my voice, so that was pretty amazing, I thought, and I got a big kick out of that, and it's happened more times than one, but that was the first time it happened.
A little more noticeable, I start recognizing voices and call signs. A little bit more now. Scott, go ahead. I can weed the traffic here just a minute.
Yep, JI4 DOS mobile.
This is an issue at work, so I got distracted.
What to do, you know, if you got trying to do work and drive and all of that at the same time. But, yeah, you know, if your job settles down to where you're not, or where you're able to call a net sometime, you know, anybody can be a net controller. You know, you don't have to have a set day or anything like that. And if you want to be one, just get in touch with Dave. And if the net control should happen to be late coming in, you know, just go ahead and start the net, and it'd be yours then. But like I said, it's a lot of fun, and you know, it ties up a little bit of time, but that's okay. You know, like I said, I enjoy it. That's what it's all about for me.
Fine.
Hey, Chuck, come back in there. I think he said he was in some heavy traffic, which I don't doubt that since he's over at downtown Greer this time of day. Getting towards 5 o'clock, there'll be a lot of people getting off already. But anyway, maybe he'll be back in just a minute.
KR4ETW back in. Had to get through a lot of traffic right there now. Got me a parking spot.
Still there, Chuck. Glad you made it back. And you said you got a Lions Club meeting. What time's your meeting tonight? Is it 5 o'clock or is it a little after 5 or what?
I pick up my ride partner at 5:30 and then we go over and start with the food. By the time everybody gets there, we're done, ready to go.
Well, the Greer Club meeting is tonight. It's over there at woodsman of the world there on Poinsett Street. Yeah, right there on 290 on the main drag going into Greer. I was invited to it, but I got other things going on at the house, and I had to run, make a run over to the dump to get rid of the trash and all that before they closed. And so I doubt that I'll make it over there tonight. I forgot about the Brawler's meeting last night. So I think the Pickens meeting is tonight, too, as far as that goes. Theirs is the first Tuesday, and theirs may be the second Tuesday. I can't remember. Anyway, a lot of club meetings going on around the area.
J-I-4-L-Z-I Mobile, you're right about the Pickens meeting. I'm getting ready to go to it here very shortly. I'm here in Pickens now.
You tell everybody we said hello. Hope y'all have a good meeting over there. I'm not going to be able to make it. I've got some other things in the fire right now, and I've got to try to see what I can get done around the house and this sort of thing, things I've been working on today, and a couple of projects I got to finish up, so I won't make it. Okay, I'm 4DOS Mobile.
Brandon, I just wanted to point that out to him that I was going to be there here in probably about 15 minutes to a half hour, but yeah, our meeting tonight's going to be what we typically have this time of year, about winter weather. The other station, go ahead, and y'all go ahead. I was just making that point he was talking about. And, Gary, I don't know if you realize this or not before I do lay it mic down, but according to what the Brawler's website says, y'all going to have y'all's winter field day over here near the Pickens area in this Fields place in this park over here, so you might want to look that over. Go to station, take it. KI4LZI Mobile.
KI4ETW. You're at, isn't that Greer meeting next Monday? Or they move it?
Jimmy Shaver, N4MMW, talked to him on the phone over the weekend, and he said it was tonight. Chuck, as far as I know.
Is that normal calendar for the second Monday each month? I may have wrote it down wrong.
I don't know, Chuck, but Jimmy said it was the first Tuesday, is what he told me. Now, I don't know. I haven't been to one of those yet, and the T-Bark Club over there at Tryon, theirs, I think, is the third Thursday of the month, but I'm not sure about that either. I have to go on one of these websites to find out.
Maybe to go to Greer just to see who's there. They used to come up like Robinson all the time and have that big thing up there. 24 hours, I think.
They used to do their field days up there at Lake Robinson, and for the last couple of years they've done them up there in Traveler's Rest up there, around the fire department, or the new fire department. I don't know exactly where they do it at or did it, but for the last couple of years they hadn't been at Lake Robinson.
Changes made, it had to change up there to stay that long.
Like I said, all the clubs around, they make changes, and if you don't keep up with them, it's hard to remember it all. At least it is for me. My forgetter works better every day. But Chuck, I've arrived here at the house. I'm gonna jump out and go in the house and see if I can't get into something else. See if I can finish another task or two. You have a great afternoon and evening, and enjoy your meal over at Lorenda's, and I'll talk to you after a while. 73 there, young man. KR4ETW, KI4DOS Mobile.
Roger, Gary. I appreciate you coming back. A little chit-chat. We'll try to do it again a little later. KI4DOS, KR4ETW.
Sure, this, but I think I heard some of the Greer people say at one time they met at the YMCA there at Traveler's Rest. Now, I don't know if they still do it or not, but that's what I heard once. KI4LZI Mobile.
Whenever it gets loaded up, I'll find them.
Mention the Gary there, I noticed on the Briars website that they're going to hold a winter field day over here near Pickens, where I'm at right now, up at Fields Place. And I kind of got caught off guard on that because usually they hold it up at Gene's W4FHJ's place or down at that equestrian park. But them holding it over here at Fields Place, over here near Pickens, I'm less than a, probably half a mile from that right now, and that kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, we talked about his meeting last night, but it's just a change, you know. He offered the place, from what I understand, so that's good territory, from what I understand, it's a good place for trying to hang him out. So, we're going to move it over this time.
I'm just a half mile from that now, and that, to me, here's where I live. I know where Jeans is, and I know where the Question Park is, but this is a whole lot closer to me than most places where the Bears Winterville Day's been at.
For the EW comment.
Go ahead, Ben. KR4ETW.
Today, Chuck, Andy. Gene's, I think, going to be cleaning his place out and selling it. So we weren't able to do the field day at his place. So Phil volunteered his property, which is about 30 acres in Pickens, because it won't cost us anything. I think the horse farm costs the club, but Phil's place, there's no cost involved, and we can't do Jeans anymore.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Of course, you know, I hadn't talked to Gene a whole lot lately. I didn't know y'all couldn't do Jeans anymore, but you know where Mavis Time Breaks is at, right here, right near where the park is. I'm here at the Burger King currently right now, just above it, so I'm very familiar with that.
I think it's going to take me some searching. I don't know the area to that level of detail. I used to drive through there a lot when I worked at Oconee Nuclear, but yeah, it should be pretty close to you.
If anybody up to the station, go ahead.
I'm fine over here. I'm just learning stuff. Ben, you got a screech on the end of your conversation when you let Keith.
Okay, it's a new radio. I'll listen to the repeater recordings. It might be doing the little APRS position or identifier right at the end. Is it like a digital sound?
Negative. Just a little screech, just about a second long.
It's digital, KI4DOS mobile.
Okay, thank you. I know exactly what it is. I just got to go in and turn the feature off.
You're listening. I've just learned something.
LZI Mobile ID. The only thing you might want to check out now, from the way this park is over here, you might want to check over here how well the repeater comes into this park over here. Because when you get down on this creek down here, back going back off behind Mavis Tires and Brakes, back off up in there, there's a hill back here behind this other place to the left of it over here that might make it a little bit difficult to get back to Caesar's Head. So other than that, everything's fine, but I'm just saying you might have some shatters getting back to this machine from there.
I think that Johnny and Phil discussed, you know, repeater reachability because they want to call the net at 9 p.m. that night from the field day location. So I think they asked about that, and they should be in the clear as far as getting a signal to the repeater, because I think they also said we're going to use the repeater that Saturday morning as the talk-in frequency, because we wouldn't be able to get out there with simplex because of all the hills you're talking about.
I'm there right now. I'm just a half mile from the park, but I know there's some hills back around back over in here, and where that park is, about a half a mile from here. It's very low in out there, and that 12-mile creek comes through there. But if y'all check that out, then that's great. I just know I have difficulty back in there getting back into our UHF machine on Caesar's Head, and just thought I wanted to mention it.
Yeah, very valid question, but it's Phil's private property, so I'm pretty sure they discussed that, so it should be good to go.
Like I said, right now, currently I'm up here above the park, here a half mile up here at the Burger King, sitting here with just running 5 watts. Which from here is good, but I'm up above the creek by half a mile too. So y'all go ahead. I heard all this being discussed, and I didn't know that Gene was going to sell it, but I understand now. I hope he ain't about to pass away, because we lose a lot of the old timers. KI4LCI Mobile.
4ZEW, no, he's doing fine. I guess he's just figured it's time to sell it off and scale down his shop and his business. I don't know, but he's doing fine. He was at the meeting last night. Anyway, I hope I'll see you at Winter Field Day, Andy. I'm planning on being there. So go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Andy. Good hearing you talking there and learning some information from KI4. LZI, I think it is. KR4ETW, be clear with you. I mean, you said that apparatus is in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I put it on the bench and put it on the voltmeter, and it's putting out 13.8. Very steady. I kept the voltmeter on it. It wasn't wavering or anything. I did figure out it's rated for 50 amps, so there's a lot of power in that little thing. So it's a good power supply, but I think I wrote to you that the fan is loud. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, if you put it on an HF machine, it might generate some RFI, but I don't know. But it'll probably run your CB, your ham radio, and maybe one or two other radios all at the same time. It's a 50 amp power supply. That's a lot of juice.
Sounded like got lucky one time.
Yeah, I said if you're just gonna run on CB and your ham, you know, your VHF, UHF equipment, it'll work perfectly for that.
I'm running Cobra 29, and also, if you remember, I don't know how much you got in CBs, but I got a unit in 810. It's a 40 channel with sideband on it. That's the reason I got it. I got that along with that stuff.
Yeah, this power supply, it probably would not power an amplifier, but it'll power any of your radios. Anything that's made to go in a car, this power supply will handle it. So I'll bring it back to you at the next meeting, or I can bring it to Winter Field Day if you're going to be there. And hopefully you'll be there.
maybe. I got to be at that same apartment that Leroy's got, so it might be late.
Okay, all right. If I remember, I'll throw it in the car and have it with me, but if you live the opposite direction, so I'll probably just bring it to you. I'll plan to bring it to you at the next meeting, but I think I'll have it on hand at field day in case you decide to drop by.
Roger, that'd be fine. No hurry. I just want to make sure it worked and I didn't have the right thing to test it with.
Yeah, I had to put it on a multimeter and, you know, put it on the bench, and I had the equipment to test it with and stuff, so, yeah, good to go.
Yeah, I can keep you busy with all the junk I got.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you're on a sitting on a pile or a gold mine. One of the two.
About the pile.
Chuck, well, I'm going to jump off for a minute. I got to sign out at work, and I'm going to unprogram that little ID bit, that ID blast, digital ID blast out of my radio. So, KO4ZEW, I'll be clear on your final.
DEW. KR4ETW, be clear.